Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Sears. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting 8th. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Grace moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to third for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Locatello and over to Berardino, who tags Hall for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wallace fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-1 in the game. Derry takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walesa. Stevens scores. Zarrilla moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Potter, and towards Berardino, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Locatello. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Sears and he is safe. Hall steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Kell reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Fowler covering. It's a double play. two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 2 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Derry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Sears and he is safe. McQuinn steals third. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to home to get McQuinn. Rosar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Konopka reaches third base with a triple. Vern Benson pinch runs for Bruce Konopka. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Benson scores. One out. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 3 in the game. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sears for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 3 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Derry. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Berardino trying to get to home. Peck throws the ball into Rosar, who tags Berardino, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.